This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talking a lot about impeachment, whistleblowers. We've stopped talking about dossiers and Russian collusion. Now we've shifted over to Ukraine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. You folks seem to worry about what's going to happen with Donald Trump. I tell you, don't worry. Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. There's no need to worry. Man. Unless you just like to, then feel free. I mean, some people like it. I downloaded Spades to my phone. I love to play cards, whist and spades. Want to learn how to play bridge, but, you know, may not ever do it because it's kind of an old white lady's game. But anyway, I love the strategy of those where you bid books and you got to make them. Anyway, so I'm playing Spades. New app and... You have to bet. They give you a certain amount of money every day, and then you bet. And if you lose, you get cut off. You don't have any way to play unless you buy. Now, I'm determined. I'm never paying to play, right? So anyway, I'm watching my video so I can get some points to get started. I get started. I think it started out betting like $1,000 a game, and it rates you level one through level hundreds. I mean, probably thousands. People play all the time. So I'm a level one. I start playing some games. I didn't know I was a partner with the person I was playing with at first, so that kind of threw me. Long story short, I get my rating up, so I'm winning about 60% of the games. Now, if there came a point where I noticed, okay, I'm in a partnership, and people would come in and do stupid things, and it would ruin my record, because when I play Spades, I want to be in the 90 percentile of games won. Now, that's a game of luck, because if you get a lot of Spades, you win the game. And you can bid nil, meaning I'm not going to win any books, and you can win that way too. So, long story short, I'm winning games and getting my... After I figured the game out, and I was like, holy crap, I got a terrible record because we're all rookies and don't know that we're playing together, and some people don't know how to play, and I'm a host of other things. So I start picking bees. I figured out I could be selective about who I picked as a partner, all this other stuff. So I start winning games, and I get up to like in the 60 percentile. And then people just start crashing. They're crashing in quickly, and my percentage is dropping down. I'm getting stressed out, and I'm mad because people are not playing. They don't know how to play. You know, I win a book. They instead of throwing off, they cut me. I'm mad. And you know what I did about a week ago? I took the game off my computer because I said, I enjoy playing Spades. I don't even mind when I lose, when it's legit. Sometimes you just lose. People have the better hand, whatever. But what I don't enjoy is what it was doing to me. And so, I'm trying to have you delete Spades off your phone when I'm having these conversations with you right now about everything that's going on in politics. Because I'm here to tell you, folks, the Democrats are in big trouble, not us. And if you pay attention to me, you're going to just enjoy playing the game. I don't mean the game of politics and the game of life, because that's not a game. But I'm saying you're going to treat it as the way I was treating Spades. When if we were all get together at a bar or something and start playing some cards, you're going to treat it as fun. We're going to have a brew together. We're going to eat some chips and salsa or something, and we're going to have a blast. But not what was happening to me. And I don't want that to happen to you. But the left... They got a reason to be upset. They have a reason to, for every time they get at the table to play, they got to win. They're in that mode I was in. You know, where the cards aren't falling their way, partners coming in doing the wrong thing. One time when I was playing, a dude came in, he had a good record, which is why I accepted him. He bidded 9 books. Have you ever played Spades? You guys ever play Spades? So there's 13 books you can win. I've got 4 I can win in my hand. I know. I mean, because, you know, I had like the ace of spades, the queen of spades, the jack of spades, and 2 other spades, and then an ace. So I'm like, I know I got four books, and this clown comes in and bids nine. But I'm thinking, man, we're about to run the show here because we got all the books. All I got to do is bid one, and we're good to go. I'm looking at my hand, and then another, the guy next to me, the other part, the duo, he bids three. And then my guy leaves the game because he didn't have nine. I don't know whether it was a mistake. He's dyslexic and meant to hit six. I don't know. But I know this. He came in. He left the game. So I'm left to play by myself. Do you know that without him, I still beat those dudes? I was playing with the computer, and the computer's okay. But I play with the computer. Leftists are in this situation right now. They're in a no-win situation. Doesn't matter whether they play with a computer or a partner. And they got mad. I want you to understand, in this whole Ukraine gambit, they got mad when the New York Times published the details about this whistleblower. They disclosed that the whistleblower was a CIA officer who had been assigned to the White House. Let's just call that person what it is, what he or she is, a spy. They were outraged that the Times would release information that they said would endanger the whistleblower's identity. They don't want you to know who the person is. And as I said the other day on the program, not only do they not want you to know who the person is, they don't even care that the person has firsthand knowledge. They changed the rules. The person doesn't have to have overheard the president say any of the things that he's being accused of, because the whistleblower heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody else, which is called hearsay. Let me say that again. It's called hearsay in the real world. But in the world of we want to get Donald Trump, it's considered bona fide, indisputable evidence. So this is where we sit. So there was a hashtag out, cancel the New York Times. Well, let me tell you, folks, you could have done that years ago because they haven't been truthful about their journalism in over a decade, maybe longer. So cancel it. But what's funny to me is that what leftists should see, including the New York Times, is there's no way to win. But let me tell you, the New York Times, if you want to pay attention to this black man, Kevin Jackson, and you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you want to win? Tell the truth. It's that simple. Conservatives will buy you paper. I would subscribe to the New York Times online. Every time they give you a certain number of things to look at, oh, you can look at the three articles and then you got to pay. And I'll look at the three articles and then I'll go, if I find one I like there, I'll just go see who else wrote something about it. But if the New York Times were truthful, I would gladly pay the $2 a month, three, whatever it is, in order to say, I support you. See, that's what conservatives do. Anyway, Democrats rocking a hard place. They've downloaded Spade to their phone. They cannot win. They keep getting the wrong partners. They can't play the game themselves. And now they're upset. Every time they get in the game, they're tense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, there's so much other stuff to talk about. Good news about the economy, good news about the stock market. Stock market lost what? 600-700 points one day the other day? A couple weeks ago? It'll break records. It'll break records between now and the end of the year. They've already forecast that the Christmas shopping season will be at least 5% higher than it was last year. Understand this. Since Donald Trump became president-elect, the Christmas shopping season has gone up every year. Under Obama, it didn't. It's gone up dramatically. There have been no issues around seasonal jobs versus other jobs, etc. It has just been a feast of a time to be an American citizen, and one that wants to work and one that wants to put in effort to do something bigger and better. And do you know why all that's going on? The left are conspiring against the president. Social media is making crazy money. They could be figuring out using their platforms for good, for linking people together for common causes that mean something. I mean, I could figure out five base, really good projects for Facebook with conservatives, whether it's helping children or it's helping single mothers or, you know, it's helping whomever, the least of our society. But you know what these guys are doing? They're colluding on keeping us from talking to one another and doing things. What I want you to imagine what our collective good would be if Facebook were supporting conservatives, supporting the building of Tea Party community. I wouldn't even, the other social media sites wouldn't even exist. You get what I'm saying? These guys are conspiring against us. And you know what? We do such great work. I got a friend, he runs ACE Scholarships. They get inner city kids out of bad schools into good schools. They get parents plugged in. They build the family back by plugging in children and their families, having them have a mutual investment in their education. They match it, get them into good schools, have a 90% rate of getting these kids out of bad schools, into good schools, and into great colleges and great careers. They look at the entirety of the success. Have an amazing track record for doing this. And I can guarantee you, Facebook doesn't like what these guys are doing. Would cut them back. Luckily, they don't need to rely on it. But I'm just saying, what if Facebook mapped people for good? Hey, Kevin, there's a leftist organization that still believes in the type of thing you believe in. Even though we may not like your political ideology, we'd like to link you guys and get you guys together. Maybe you start having a conversation. Maybe you can help wake these clowns up on the left. You think they'd ever say that? So, they don't do it. They don't even care to do it. They don't want to do it. So, you got people like James O'Keefe exposing Twitter, Facebook, Google, for their practices. Then they go to Congress and they lie. No, we didn't really do that. No, we're really fair and we believe in the conservative message and we're shadow banned. I'm going to tell you right now, Twitter should be ashamed of itself. Not only do I not have a check mark, I'm shadow banned. I could say the most profound thing in the history of man, and I usually do. I say it at least 2-3 times a day. And I tweet these out. And they get 20 likes, you know, little hearts, and 12 retweets. Candace Owens can say the same thing and get thousands. It's ridiculous. Now, oh, Kevin, she's got 1 million people. How many people do you think I would have if they unrestricted me? I'm not comparing myself to her because there's no need to. I just know I say a lot of profound stuff. She very well may as well. She's got over 1 million people. I got 70,000. I've been doing this a decade. You get what I'm saying? Facebook's stopping us. Twitter's stopping us. And they each buy all the other ones that are up and comers because they want to stop us. They have a commitment to stop us. The left claims they're looking for Russian collusion. They don't even need to look for Russian collusion. Google and Facebook conspired to try to get Hillary Clinton elected, or better put, to keep Donald Trump from being elected. They wouldn't have cared who ran against Trump. It was just to defeat Trump. But that's the world we live in, sadly. Then we've got the media conspiring against us, lying in fact. I mean, how can you take on a case of Joe and Hunter Biden? How could you possibly take that on, given the optics, and forgetting political, you know, ideologies? How could you take on that case and say, this is where I want to, this is the battle I'm going to go to die for? Because I wouldn't. I would immediately, you know, I'm not trying to speak for Democrats, but I would go, look, come on, guys. We can't go to battle for these guys. This is elitism. This is everything we stand against. We can't go to battle for these guys. It's an impossibility. Let's pick a better fight. Nope. That's what they do. They want to make you believe that lie. They want to make you believe Donald Trump is doing something wrong because he wants to look into the wrongdoing, the obvious wrongdoing of Joe Biden. Why? So that he can restore people's faith in America. You got Beto O'Rourke out there saying Donald Trump needs to resign in order for the country to be united. No, quite frankly, the wrong thing. What do I teach you about leftists? They tell you the opposite of what they believe. They know Donald Trump needs to stay in office in order for the country to not be divided. So he wants the opposite. And I could go on. You think the Democrats really believe Joe Biden is innocent? I'm talking about, get away from what's going on in the news. Behind the scenes, do you believe there's a Democrat that goes, yeah, it's easy to get your crackhead son on the board, and even though he knows nothing about something, and he gets paid $50,000 a year. That is what everybody dreams of for their kid, and yeah, no, it isn't. That's even better maybe than Hillary Clinton's deal in getting Chelsea, what we figured out was like $27,000 an hour to work at MSNBC, because she got paid $600,000 a year to do nothing. To do nothing. I mean, how do you rationalize that? That's elitism, folks. Look at what Hillary Clinton did for Chelsea. Look at what Bo Biden did for Hunter. And then go look at what all the other leftists do for their kids, like paying to get them into better colleges and a host of other stuff. And then ask yourself, do the rules apply to them? Do they really feel like, you know, they're treating, that Americans are being treated the same way the normal kids, let me put it a different way. Are your kids being treated the way their kids are being treated? You know, what would you be able to do for your crackhead son or daughter? God forbid if you have one. I feel sorry. I have friends and family members who are drug addicted. It is no fun. It is no joy. But I'll tell you this. I wouldn't vow to get them put on a board. I wouldn't vow to let them run any company. I wouldn't even vouch for them to get a job. I'm just telling you. I should tell you where I stand on this issue, politically or otherwise. I'm not helping a chemically dependent somebody do anything because they're not themselves. And for Biden to want us to believe that in the left is just crazy. We got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country, even though it's October 1st, threatening to smash record high temperatures. Several cities in the southeast have had highs in the 90s, including Atlanta and Knoxville. Today, the heat spreads to the Midwest and Northeast, where record high temperatures are also expected. One of the attorneys for the family of the North Texas man shot to death by a former Dallas cop is not surprised of the conviction.
You had someone who was completely unarmed, completely nonviolent, completely non-aggressive, sitting at his home, eating a bowl of ice cream, and someone barged into his home and shot him to death.
Lee Merritt told reporters the case against Amber Geiger was too strong to find her not guilty of murder. Her attorneys argue that Geiger mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. In Texas, a sentence for murder is 5 to 99 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tonight, for the first time, a sworn affidavit obtained by lawyers for a Ukrainian oligarch. It's about to be introduced in a court in Europe. It's from Mr. Shokin, the man who was fired, the prosecutor I interviewed, the Washington Post interviewed, ABC interviewed. In that statement, Mr. Shokin swears under oath he was told he was fired because he refused to drop the Burisma investigation, and it made Mr. Biden, the vice president, unhappy. We have to find out who's telling the truth. This is at the core of the credibility of our United States government. Either Joe Biden's telling the truth, or the prosecutors and these memos and Hunter Biden's legal team are not telling the truth. We have to find out which one is, because it matters to American sovereignty.
That was John Solomon. He was on Fox News, and he was giving kind of a wrap-up of things. And I got to tell you, for those of you who want to sweat this impeachment, you don't get it. Oh, ye of little faith. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump has demonstrated his ability to showcase leftism for all of its worthless value, and yet people still question what's going on. Is he going to be able to win? Can he do it, man? Scared to death. Keep questioning. Keep going about it. Keep doing it. You know, if you want to worry, fine. But I'm going to tell you something. This is not even a tough one. And none of them have been, to be honest with you. But this is probably the easiest one of everything to expose. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Adam Schiff was a beneficiary of a fundraising event held by Ukrainian arms dealer, a guy by the name of Igor Pasternak, in 2013. Nancy Pelosi was in attendance at the $2,500 per plate event called Taste of Ukraine. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily makes him corrupt or anything else. I'm just saying those are the facts. So, if you want to start looking at Ukraine, Donald Trump's going to shine a spotlight on it. Guy says, the big problem for Democrats is that this is almost certain to include Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, forced them to go on the record and provide all documents related to their corrupt business dealings in Ukraine. Yep. I've been alluding to something similar, saying, look, I don't know how, if you're going to hang your hat on somebody that you want to be your poster child, this is not the case to do it. Holy cow, Democrats, come on, man. I mean, this is like black people picking Michael Brown Jr. to be their champion of the what they call the Civil Rights Movement 2.0. Really? How's that working out for black folks? I'm just curious. Oh, I know. I happen to be black.
Kevin, you're saying stuff. It sounds like you're not being a black man.
I don't care. Shoot. I don't measure myself that way. Somebody wrote this. This could turn into a massive disaster for the Democratic Party, as not only do they not have any meaningful evidence that the president committed high crimes and misdemeanors, but they also don't have the votes in the Senate to convict and remove the president. Here it comes. Listen up, everybody paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show. However, if they hold an impeachment trial, which seems what much of the radical base wants to do, they will destroy their potentially electable presidential candidate in Joe Biden by having his family's corruption exposed to the entire country. See, let me explain. The Senate can call all the different folks involved and say, give us your side. You know the same dog and pony show that Nadler and Schiff have been doing? The Senate can do it. And then it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. Guy finishes by saying this. No doubt President Trump knows this and has skillfully baited an unhinged and radical Democratic Party into potentially making a fatal mistake. Let me stop you with the potentials and some of these other descriptors. There's no potential. The Democrats have made a huge blunder. What they've done is they've been backed into a wall again and again and again. And what are they trying to do now? They got to figure out how to get out. And surely in your lives, are you over 30 years old listening to this program? I know I have some youths. I got some youths and some youths that listen to the program, some cheerings that do want to hear the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. But I have a lot of folks that are over 30 years old. And let me ask you this question, over 30 crowd. Have you ever gotten into something and tried to lie your way out? And as the lies got bigger and bigger, you just finally went, wow. You went, you know what? This is out of control. No sense doing it anymore. Maybe it happened when you were 17 and you got caught sneaking out of the house and you told your folks you were going to be at Bible study or something, but instead you were with little Susie, you know, rotten crotch in the back of the car, right? Whatever it was, you lied, and then you lied some more, and you lied some more, and then you started thinking about who you were involving in your lies, and you started thinking, oh, I got to call this person to cover for me here, and it's out of control. And even if it hasn't directly happened to you, you know what I'm talking about. You know of it. Yeah. So, this is where the Democrats find themselves. But they refuse to learn their lessons, folks. Just like in the run-up to November 8th of 2016, they refuse to learn their lessons. They're headed into a fight they cannot win. I warned these hapless rubes. I told them, hey, y'all heard me on this program. I said, don't let Robert Mueller testify. You remember this? I told you guys, I said, the worst thing that could happen for Democrats is if they let their sacred cow testify, because he's going to get barbecued, fricasseed. But they did it. They decided Mueller was worth the risk. He was the most, you know, best guy in D.C., the, you know, straight arrow, blah, blah, blah. He looked like the nutty professor. No, he looked like Mr. Magoo. You know what I'm saying? Pick whatever character you want. You know what I'm saying? He looked like a dude who didn't know what he was doing. He was out of his league because he was. And he exposed that he didn't know anything about this thing. Look. I don't care what Mueller's reputation is. He's a rich dude. He can run off and do whatever he wants. But he looked bad. Made Democrats look bad. How many times have they brought that up? How much Russian collusion and obstruction have we had since the Mueller investigation? I asked the crowd of millions of people in Africa listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. How much have you heard about Russian collusion or obstruction? That's what they were going to get Donald Trump on. Do anybody remember this? Or is it just me? Am I the only one with that steel trap of a memory that remembers everybody talking about, we're going to get him for obstruction. He obstructed. He colluded and obstructed to fire Mueller, who was never fired. And suddenly we're no longer talking about that. See, this is the problem for the Democrats. It's like, which one of these things are you going to stick with? Is it collusion? Oh, you don't have a case. Is it obstruction? Oh, wait, you don't have a case. Now it's Ukraine? Guess what? You have less than a case. You have a guilty person that you're trying to defend. You're trying to defend a guilty man who got his crackhead son a job making 50 grand a year. And you think you're going to resonate with the brothers and sisters and the Latinos? I'm warning the Democrats, folks. Don't let your so-called whistleblower testify. Don't do it. Now, I'm talking as a strategist, because that's what I am. I'm a strategist. I'm a risk assessor. And in risk, you look at the totality. You know, there's selective risk in certain things, but then there's the totality risk. And the totality risk for the Democrats is they're about to blow up their party. In fact, in many cases, they already have. I've asked many questions. Look, it's a simple question. I'm going to give it to you again. The Democrats are the party of inclusion and diversity, right? They got LGBT. They got black folks. They got Latinos. They got Asians. You want to know who's winning? A crook who tried to get his son, who gave his son a $50,000 a year job, a crackhead that doesn't even know the business of what he's doing. That's who's winning. They want you to believe they are the party of fairness. They want everybody to be of whatever. They got women, they got gays, they got blacks, they got Hispanics, they got Asians, and you know who's winning? Three people who are the most corrupt on the planet. A dude who sold out to the establishment, a woman who faked her way as an Indian so she could get ahead, and then finally, Crooked Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats continue to make a huge mistake. They've stepped in it so many times that it doesn't even matter. Forget, you know, if we were looking for an exit plan, I guess, to help them out, and I'd like to help them out because I'd like to get the country back to where we're focusing on real issues, but they won't allow for that. So the only thing I can say to them is, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I said in a previous segment, Democrats refuse to learn their lessons, and there's a very simple reason. They're used to winning. But they're used to winning by the rules being easily in their favor, changing the moving the goalposts, as they say, changing the rules as the game has gone along, and they've been able to get away with it. Because we haven't had conservatives, true conservatives, representing us at all. Paul Ryan is a good example. The rumor is that he's now working for Fox, and he wants them to stop covering Trump as much as they do. Good luck with that. I mean, I will tell you this. I would love to see Donald Trump say, you know what? I'm not even doing Fox anymore. I'm just going to go do another network. And watch what happens. Watch the scramble. Watch the ratings drop. If Donald Trump says, I'm not going to do interviews with Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker, whomever. I'm going to dismiss Fox. In fact, I'm going to put them in the fake news category. Just watch what would happen. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, giving you the real scoop. Look, folks, I have one thing that I care about in terms of why I do this show. It is to make this country the best it can possibly be. I have said multiple times, if I woke up tomorrow and they said, Kevin, there's no more race issues, class issues, the things that you focus on, we're just going to look at policy issues and things like that, I'd say, okay, perfect. Either I'm going to, you know, move my career in that direction where we just talk nothing except about policy, or I'm going to give this up. I would have no problem either way. None. I would be grateful that that's where we'd evolve to. The problem is, it isn't going to happen. You're going to wake up every day until I don't have any air in my lungs, and it isn't going to be from a lack of effort or lack of trying, and we're still going to be dealing with these same issues. The question is, are we going to deal with them to the degree that we deal with them? See, you can always deal with them because you can always have leftists. Leftists are always looking for divide and conquer. And so they think they've got a situation brewing. They think that, hey, so what, we didn't get Donald Trump on, you know, he hates Mexicans. So what, we didn't get Donald Trump on, he's a racist against blacks. So what, we didn't get Donald Trump on, he's a womanizer and a misogynist who grabs women by the pink-pinks. So what, we didn't get Donald Trump on, he's a big fat liar. So what, we didn't get Donald Trump on, all these other things, all these contrived things. We still got another one. Russian collusion. Obstruction. Now we've got Ukraine. And what's funny, and I said it in a previous segment, why is it that suddenly there is no more obstruction talk? Why is there no more racism talk, no more womanizing talk or whatever? They got a new toy to play with, Ukraine. Now, it's a nuclear toy. They don't realize it, the Democrats. We do here at the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, man. According to the New York Post and other sources, the whistleblower at the center of the Ukraine scandal is going to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. This was declared by House Chairman of that particular committee, Adam Schiff, a man who is not looking for the truth, but who is determined that he is going to expose Donald Trump for being what? The winner of the 2016 election. He got asked by George Stephanopoulos of ABC if the committee and whistleblower had come to an agreement, and Schiff responded, yes, we have. And as acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, promised during the hearing that whistleblower will be allowed to come in and come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can or cannot say. Let me tell you something. Holy cow, Democrats, do you get it? You're leading a lamb to slaughter, but go for it. Bring him. Democrats, they don't think stuff through. To allow a second-hand, at best, witness to testify against the likes of Jim Jordan and other politicos on it's political suicide. Look, folks, if you think Mueller looked like Mr. Magoo, wait till you see what the whistleblower looks like. Now, let me explain. You're talking about somebody whose identity has been withheld. That's it. The Democrats don't even want you to know who. They are mad that the New York Times actually gave enough information to where it could be figured out. They said, oh, it's a male, this, that, and the other. I don't know. I don't believe anything they say. If the New York Times says it's a male, I look at it as probably a female. I don't believe them. But they gave enough for supposedly you could figure out who it is. Well, let me tell you why the Democrats don't want you to figure out who the whistleblower is. Because this whistleblower is a spy in the Trump campaign, anti-Trump, all kinds of ties to James Clapper and John Brennan and Barack Obama and Jim Comey. He's going to be a friend of a friend. And worse than that, the person has zero first-hand knowledge. Zero. So let me tell you what's going to happen here. They're going to say, okay, then where did you get your second-hand knowledge? Well, I'm not at liberty to say blah, blah, blah. The White House is already putting two and two together to figure out whoever even started this whole thing. And by the way, I talked about it the other day. This whole Ukraine thing is orchestrated. This is what Schiff and those guys have been trying to do to Donald Trump for some time. It's all orchestrated. It was done from the moment he made his first phone call to Ukraine and everything that's been said since. In fact, Schiff sent somebody to Ukraine on August the 24th of this year. Again, probably to get more dirt. But let's go back to this whistleblower. So you got a person that nobody knows. The first thing that's going to happen when they bring him, we're going to know who it is. And then they're going to go, wow, amazing. This whistleblower isn't a pro-Trump person. It's not somebody that is truly a whistleblower. It's somebody that's tied to all of the crooks that are trying to cover up their stories. That's number one. Then they're going to say to the whistleblower, okay, you've made allegations and assertions. Who did you get your information? I'm not at liberty to tell. Oh, okay, so you didn't hear it, and you're not at liberty to tell us who said it. So how much of this are we supposed to believe? And that's where, I mean, that's the word. Let me restate that. That's only the beginning of their problems. Because once they learn who the whistleblower is, then Donald Trump and team are going to figure out, how did this person become a spy? That's right. That's what they were. He's a male CIA officer who they say at one point was detailed to the White House. A CIA. You want to know who ran the CIA? You want to know who this holdover person worked for? The Obama administration under John Brennan. So this spy submitted a complaint to the intelligence community's inspector general alleging that President Trump asked the new president of Ukraine to work with his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. Well, since then, Donald Trump, the president, took the unforeseen step of releasing notes from his phone call. These notes completely debunked the fake news narrative of the left and took them by surprise, because they were like, what's he going to do, deny it? No, he's going to give you the evidence. And he says, yeah, I told the president of Ukraine that he should probably take a look at somebody. In other words, if we're investigating what you did to us, and the Democrats have been going back and forth with you, you might want to look into this Hunter Biden thing. If you're looking at corruption in your country, this is something maybe you should investigate.
He can't say that. He's going after the...
No, he isn't. And then there's all kinds of things that say, well, he can do that. I mean, first of all, common sense says it. Common sense says, oh, you're investigating corruption? Look, there's been a lot of talk over here about the potential corruption with the former vice president and his crackhead son, who got a pretty nice deal to sit on the board of a company that your prosecutor, who was fired, he was investigating. When we come back in the next segment, well, next hour, I'm going to play some of Rudy Giuliani stuff on this. Look, I'm just telling you, Democrats, I'm telling you as a pragmatist and a dude who understands risk, you are... You screwed the pooch publicly. Yeah, parents came home and there you are, you know, screwing the pooch. Sorry for the visual, but it really is. It's insanity to watch what these people are doing. And I'm going to tell you, it's fun to watch for me, because I am so happy to watch the Democrats destroy themselves, because it's long overdue. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.